Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Hello, everybody. You hear the music. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of the League Wraparound, where we get you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Josh Miller. Josh Miller is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bingo Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League's Cincinnati Bengals. We discuss the Bengals game against the Ravens. We also discuss Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, the Bengals' next playoff game, which is the divisional game against the Buffalo Bills, and so much more. Plus, on this program, we'll have a preview of the divisional weekend playoff game. So definitely, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, those interviews we have coming up with Josh. So certainly going to be a fun show on this edition of the League Wraparound. And, of course, let's recap Super Wild Card Weekend. A lot of the games were wild and a lot of the games were vicious, so let's get right to it. The Seattle Seahawks squared off against the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers would go on to manhandle the Seahawks, winning easily out in the Bay, 41-23. What a thrilling game it was. You talk about a tale of two halves between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars come from behind to beat the Chargers, 31-30. The Buffalo Bills took care of the Miami Dolphins. It was a close game, and Miami had their way for a while, but Buffalo holds on to win, 34-31. The New York Giants took on the Minnesota Vikings, and in an upset, the Giants go to Minneapolis and beat the Vikings, 31-24. Never a dull moment with these AFC North rivals between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati holds on to beat Baltimore 24-17. And the Dallas Cowboys finally beat Tom Brady. That's right, the Cowboys went down to Tampa, handled their business from start to finish on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, beating the Buccaneers' final score, Dallas 31, Tampa Bay 14. And that takes care of your scores from Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL playoffs. My top storyline is going to be Tom Terrific, Tom Brady. Brady, his 2022 season, let's just say it was a bumpy ride. We know about his issues off the field. He had trouble in paradise. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, look it up, because I've talked about it on the show, and I'm not going to mention it anymore. Bottom line is this, 2022, trouble in paradise. Dealt with injuries on the offensive line, and some of his receivers were out. Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement, wasn't coming back. And so Brady had so much to endure in 2022. And certainly, statistically, was a decent year. He had his, I won't say it's his best year, but statistically, he did okay. I mean, Tom Brady, again, it's like a fine wine. He's gotten better with time. And Brady continues to defy that age is really nothing but a number. And certainly they want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want to keep Brady, want to keep his number 12, and they want him around at least until whenever he says he wants to hang it up. And Tom Brady, I'm just going to give you some scenarios here. Let's see. Brady, now recently a single man. Here's some places where Brady, if he decides not to return to Tampa, here's a couple of places where he could go. Number one, the Miami Dolphins. Remember, Brady had almost had an opportunity to play for the Miami Dolphins, but Miami, the organization, got involved in the league tampering of violations. That stopped any progress from the Dolphins even having a conversation with Brady's agent. So that plan was nixed. The situation is all in Tom Brady's favor. Two fast receivers, two all-world receivers with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Also, he's got an effective offensive line. He's got one of the best left tackles in the business with Teron Armstead. So Miami would be a nice place for him. Warm weather. They play outside, but it's a warm weather city and a solid head coach, a great play caller with Mike McDaniel. I'll give you scenario number two, the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas, he's got familiarity with their head coach. Josh McDaniels was his offensive coordinator in Las Vegas. He's got one of the best receivers in the league in Las Vegas, Davante Adams. Also one of the best tight ends in the league with Darren Waller. He's also got Hunter Renfrow, who is a very effective wide receiver. And at the running back position, Josh Jacobs. The only thing about the Raiders is that, number one, their offensive line is not good. And number two, their defense trash. That's the only thing that would hurt Brady in terms of being a possible member of the Las Vegas Raiders. However, it would be a new start for him, being newly single, has a chance to give the franchise some cachet or some more popularity for the NFL to stay in Las Vegas for a long period of time. I'll give you scenario number three, the New York Jets. Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, made it perfectly clear. He said that in terms of the quarterback situation, he would be willing to roll the dice and spend money on any free agent at the quarterback position. Now, it sounds to me as though the Zach Wilson project or the Zach Wilson experiment appears to be over with. If, in fact, Tom Brady will exercise free agency that I mentioned could be good fits for him, the Miami Dolphins, number one, the Las Vegas Raiders, number two, and the New York Jets, number three. As far as, again, as I mentioned earlier, as far as the Jets situation is concerned, the Zach Wilson project is in limbo. Mike White, he's solid, he's serviceable. But if Woody Johnson is able to get TB12 to the Jets, that would not only bring prominence to that organization once again, but also you got to remember, Tom's oldest son, his oldest child, lives in New York. So Brady, I believe he has a residence in New York. So, again, it would be great for Brady to possibly maybe play for the New York Jets. Solid wide receivers. The defense is solid. Offensive line, not as strong as Miami's offensive line, but it's effective and it's good. The only problem, again, with the Jets is that Brady, the Jets play outdoors, inclement weather. I know so many years played in New England under frigid conditions, but I don't know if his body would want to go through that again, but you never know. Tom Brady is a competitor. So we shall see another offseason, and the questions continue, and the questions will, some of them will be answered, and some of them will remain unanswered as we have another offseason about the future related to Tom Brady. All right, a couple of notes to pass along before we had to break. We had some firings to pass along to you. Byron Leftwich is no longer the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Leftwich was the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers from 2019 up until the current, or up until 2022. Leftwich, of course, was the play caller, part of that Super Bowl winning team for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, again, I mentioned about Tom Brady's future in Tampa being in doubt. Well, guess what? Tampa already beginning to clean house, getting rid of Leftwich and getting rid of some other coordinators and former coaches as well. So they have Tampa's front office. They have their sights set on bringing back Tom Brady, not just for next season, but for at least the next few seasons, because Brady says that he feels he can continue to play at a high level. So we'll stay tuned with that. But in the meantime, Byron Leftwich, no longer the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's stay with defense for a moment. Ed Donatell was let go as the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. Donatell has been in the NFL for decades. He's been a two-time Super Bowl champion. Of course, he did his thing as an assistant with the Denver Broncos as a secondary coach. And Donatell, again, only one season as the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, was let go. Of course, laid an egg. He laid an egg as the defensive coordinator in that wild card playoff game losing to the New York Giants. So, again, Byron Leftwich, no longer the offensive coordinator, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Ed Donatell fired as the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. Also, Greg Roman was let go as well. Greg Roman spent four seasons as the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, Lamar Jackson, currently the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, that's all he's ever known since Lamar's first four seasons in the NFL. That's been his offensive coordinator. I mean, when you know about Greg Roman, Roman had his time with the 49ers as their offensive coordinator, then spent a little bit of time with the Buffalo Bills, and then most recently being the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. So, again, Greg Roman decides to step down and resign as the team's offensive coordinator. And that should be a sign about the Ravens, as I mentioned earlier, about the Buccaneers doing everything in their power to try to keep Tom Brady. The Baltimore Ravens are going to do everything in their power to try to keep Lamar Jackson now that Greg Roman has resigned as the team's offensive coordinator. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Josh Miller. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. We discuss the Bengals game against the Ravens, also Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, the Bengals' next game, which is the divisional playoff game in the AFC against the Buffalo Bills, and much more. Josh is coming up after the break.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more. Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
So, tell me about last night.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. It had the perfect amount of spice.
Sounds hot.
It had all the flavor, and I wanted more. The ghost pepper wings from Popeyes are just so delicious. Wait, I thought you were talking about your date.
Sometimes, things aren't always as they seem. Like Popeyes ghost pepper wings that have the perfect level of kick and flavor. Try them for only $5 today. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Tax extra.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more. Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more. Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more.
Leftovers or
the DMV number
97 or house cleaning
or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, tell me about last night.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. It had the perfect amount of spice.
Sounds hot.
It had all the flavor, and I wanted more. The ghost pepper wings from Popeyes are just so delicious.
Wait, I thought you were talking about your date.
Sometimes, things aren't always as they seem. Like Popeye's ghost pepper wings that have the perfect level of kick and flavor. Try them for only $5 today. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Tax extra.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more. Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pearson, who made every kick in last year's postseason, now 21 of 21. Hill out of the backfield on second and six. Huntley's throw and traffic is intercepted. Akeem Davis-Gaither has it across midfield into the Ravens side, the 45-yard line. Burrow looks underneath. Chase to the end zone, touchdown. Jamar Chase carried the load on that drive. Now he writes the back. Burrow keeps. Flag is down, though, as Burrow slivers his way into the touchdown. Offsides on Baltimore, so this will, in all likelihood, stand up. That was the initial signal to the referee, Clay Martin.
Offsides. Defense. Bring up in the neutral zone. Finish the climb. Go for the play. It's a touchdown.
Wilcox tight end in motion, turns upfield. Burrow scrambles. Anybody coming with him? He throws to the back line. Scott Higgins for two. Puts him right around Huntley. He reaches. Oh, that ball down. That's live. Back the other way. Sam Hubbard. The Cincinnati kid. Hubbard's got a convoy. Chased by Andrews. At the 30, the 20. He will score. Fourth and 20. Can Tyler Huntley do it? Four-man rush. Retreating. Puts it up for grabs. And it is. Deflected in post. They almost had it. He couldn't bring it in, and the Bengals survive. Wow!
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports and the National Football League. The Cincinnati Bengals beating their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens in a thrilling wildcard, AFC wildcard game as a part of Super Wildcard Weekend. And I tell you what, that was a wild game. Never a dull moment between the Bengals and the Ravens. Never a dull moment in the AFC North. To talk more about this game and, of course, Cincinnati's next game against the Buffalo Bills, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, a podcast giving you anything and everything you need to know about the Bengals. Let's welcome him back, Josh Miller. Hey, Josh, welcome to the program. Happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year, Mr. Robinson. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I got to tell you, it's a much happier New Year that the Bengals won. Because I got to tell you, that was a little too close for comfort. But we'll take it. We'll take it. It's great to be back on, man.
Same here, my man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And it's never a dull moment whenever AFC North rivals play one another. I mean, from start to finish, it's always a fantastic game. So let's cut to the chase, Josh. What were your takeaways from the Bengals' victory over the Ravens?
Let's all together now exhale. So we got past, finally, this AFC North foe, this team that we have played three times. And while when you look at it on paper, the Bengals were probably clearly the favorite team, you know, it, especially in the wild card, anything can happen, and especially when it comes to the AFC North, which I think is the absolute nastiest division in all of football. The Bengals were able to, you know, stare adversity in the face. They were able to stall. They stalled on offense. They let up, a great game by Tyler Huntley. I got to give it to him. And the Ravens defense played very, very well. But they were able to still get it done in prime time and the big lights and when it mattered the most. And, you know, obviously that 98-yard fumble recovery by Sam Hubbard taken all the way back for a touchdown, that didn't hurt too bad either. But it was truly, truly something. You know, we can all finally exhale. So now we're on to the divisional round. We're on to Buffalo, and it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good. It's back to work, and let's fix all these mistakes that we had, and let's get back to work.
All right, and speaking of getting to work, I want to start off talking about the running game. The running game wasn't the best against Baltimore. I mean, when you know about the Ravens, first thing that comes to your mind is defense. And Joe Mixon, not the best numbers-wise, but he made plays when he had to. 11 carries for 39 yards. Give me your thoughts on Joe's play against Baltimore.
Well, this running game that we've seen over this past couple of weeks with the Bengals has really not been up to par. You've seen Joe Mixon struggle. There's many talk about him maybe taking a step back this year, and you're kind of seeing that. Now, that is something that the Bengals do need to start to dive into, because when you have a strong running game, that's when that passing game opens up. And with 11 a carry, you know, 39 yards isn't exactly getting it done for Joe Mixon. We're expecting a lot more out of him, a little bit more of the explosive play. And we'd expect a little bit more out of Samaje Perine, who only had 3 yards. But, again, credit goes to Baltimore. They were prepared for the running game, and they do have a very stout defense, which does speak to the Bengals' ability to get it done through the air. They were able to be stalled on offense but still find a way to put points on the board and be able to use their superstars and T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and let Joe Burrow just kind of go to work. So, I mean, the running game is definitely something that the Bengals need to improve going into Buffalo, because you're going to have to be able to run the ball in Buffalo, especially at this time of year.
You're absolutely right about that. When you think of January football in the playoffs, it's all about running the football in Buffalo. If you say more about the weather in Buffalo in January, it is beyond freezing, and you got to run that ball. And you said it best, Josh. And Joe is definitely going to have to step it up. The running game is definitely going to have to step up when they're at Orchard Park going up against the Bills. I want to move along now to the receiving side of the ball. Hayden Hurst came up big in this game, made some key plays. 4 catches, 45 yards. Give me your thoughts on Hayden and his play against Baltimore.
You're seeing the impact that Hayden Hurst truly does have on the field, and that's something that you and I have talked about multiple times, is when we let go C.J. Uzomah and let him walk, and then we brought on Hayden Hurst, is that we were going to see more production on the field from Hayden. You're starting to see that. When Hayden was out with injury, you saw, you know, the Bengals have to really use everybody else, and they weren't able to have that safety valve that Hayden Hurst becomes. And then also something that Hayden Hurst it does great is that he's so good at the beginning of the game and getting Joe Burrow hot. He's good at those 5-yard in routes. He's good at those couple out routes, those mid out routes that he can, you know, just get the ball and get some yards. And man, my goodness, is he a tough runner. He just gets on the ground and he just charges forward. And you're really seeing just his impact of on the offense. And you really notice that, especially when you compare when he wasn't on the field, when he was injured this year, to where he is right now. So he has been a huge impact on the offense. And I got to tell you, we're really, really happy to have him.
Yeah, definitely. Hayden Hurst has been a difference maker this year, and he definitely was a difference maker in the win over the Ravens. Somebody that is recently celebrating a birthday, T. Higgins, 4 catches, 37 yards. Give me your thoughts on T's play against the Ravens.
I always go back to my original coin phrase here. This is a Josh Miller trademark. T. Higgins is a grown man. He's a grown man. You throw it up to him in single coverage, double coverage, and he just out-muscles everybody around him. Now, he does have some problem with the drops. Every once in a while, they'll throw it off to him, and, you know, he'll drop one right in his hands. But when you need a big third-down conversion, or you need a big red zone conversion, you need to get in the end zone, T. Higgins is exactly the guy to go to. Now, his numbers aren't exactly flashy from last year – or, excuse me, from last game – but you do know that T. Higgins does have that 100-yard, 2-touchdown game in him. And that's something that defenses have to really consider, especially when you're trying to figure out how to stop this offense. You got to go, how do you stop Jamar Chase? How do you stop T. Higgins? How do you stop Hayden Hurst? And so when one guy doesn't have the biggest game, the other guy will. And so while, like I said, the T. Higgins didn't exactly have the flashiest game. You do have to take consideration when every time that Joe Burrow is dropping back to passes, where is T. Higgins? How are we guarding him? Is he singled? Is he doubled? Is he tripled? Because, again, he has had games where he has gone off for over 100 yards and a couple of touchdowns. So, I mean, he's a huge help to the offense, and I hope he has a great birthday. We all know he deserves it.
Absolutely, and someone that also deserves some praise as well in the game against Baltimore, Tyler Boyd. 3 catches, 26 yards. Give me your thoughts on Tyler's play in this game.
Tyler Boyd was absolutely massive at the beginning of the game, and especially on third down. He goes back to just playing his role and doing exactly what we expect Tyler Boyd to do. Get those tough yards, get those 5-6 yard receptions that we need him to in order to keep this offense moving, keep them on the field, and keep their defense on the field. And that's been a huge help to this Bengals offense, is just being able to, look down towards Tyler Boyd, and teams typically start to now forget about where he's at. And then, so when Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Hayden Hurst is covered up, you still got a great slot receiver in Tyler Boyd, and you can still dump it off right in the slot. And in order for the team, for the defense to take away Tyler Boyd, they're going to have to put more guys in the middle. Put more guys in the middle just means that the outside is way opened up. You got Jamar Chase and you got T. Higgins on the outside. So Tyler Boyd, while, again, he doesn't have these high catch games or these high targeted games, he makes a lot of noise with his catches because they're very important catches. They're 5 yards on third down, or they're 5 yards on second down, where now it's third and makeable. It's, you know, it goes down to third and two, third and one. It's something that the offense can easily pick up rather than them, you know, having an incomplete pass on second down and it being third and eight or third and nine. Now they can throw it down to Tyler Boyd, and it's third and four, third and three, third and two. So Tyler Boyd is, again, just a great part of this offense, and it completes this trio of wide receivers that truly is one of the elites in the NFL.
Speaking of one of the elite receivers in the league, Jamar Chase, what a game that he had against Baltimore. 9 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Jamar's play in this game.
I mean, the kid's a superstar. He already is a superstar in the league, and you know that, you know, he has the ability to not only become one of the elite stars in the entire league, but he has the ability to become the star in the league. And, you know, while most people, when you ask them who's the best wide receiver in the National Football League, a lot of people will go Devontae Adams and Justin Jefferson. And while they're both elite wide receivers, Jamar Chase, I believe, can still have that ability to play better than them, or to eventually have seasons that he has more yards and more touchdowns. And you see it here again, and it all goes back to, on top of that, Jamar Chase is doing it in the brightest of lights. You know, Devontae Adams with the Raiders, you know, they're not even in the playoffs. Justin Jefferson, they lost against the Giants. Jamar Chase gets it done at home, and he becomes the leading wide receiver in this game. And he also contributes a touchdown, too. And not only is his speed and his elusiveness just something that is an absolute spectacle, one thing that I believe gets forgotten is Jamar Chase's toughness. You see him muscle through a lot of tackles. He has a lot of broken tackles on him. And then also in the running game or in the screen game, Jamar Chase throws his body around and throws these key blocks downfield to open up the rest of the play. So, you know, Jamar Chase, again, he's just a superstar. And there's not much I can say that's already been said about him, but he's truly one of the best parts of this Bengals offense.
Rightfully so. And I want to talk about just the defense for a moment. The leading tackler was Jesse Bates. He was all over the place in this game. He had 8 tackles. Thoughts on Jesse and his play in this game?
Jesse Bates, and especially in his contract year, probably we're looking at somebody that's probably not going to be on the Bengals next year, but you see him, he's still out there making plays. He's still playing incredibly hard. He's playing for his team. He makes one of the most important tackles of the game when Tyler Huntley, it looks like he's going to be diving into the end zone for a touchdown, and Jesse Bates knocks him out, which eventually leads to the Sam Hubbard touchdown, where it was a fumble recovery on a goal line stand. And while it's not great to see that your safety is leading in tackles, because that means that the ball is getting to the secondary, and they're getting down to the secondary. But Jesse Bates has been able to just still just play at a top level. Now, I would like to see him turn it up a little bit more. We have seen Jesse Bates play better than what he has played over the past couple of weeks and over the past couple of months. But again, he shows up again and again when you need him. Like I said, like you said, he's the leading tackler of the game. And, you know, while those tackles was probably after, you know, a 15, 20-yard gain, you know, that probably stopped it from Baltimore going to the house, or Baltimore, you know, having a 40, 50-yard gain. And you know, that was huge for the Bengals, especially in this game where they stopped him at the red zone. And I think the key of the game comes down to red zone efficiency. Baltimore was only 1-for-4 in the red zone. And I think a lot of it goes to Jesse Bates for being able to stop them and getting that tackle right before they get in to force another snap, to force Baltimore to keep playing in the red zone and eventually lead to either a field goal or to stop them completely. So again, Jesse Bates is a top safety. He's going to get his money. Sadly, he's probably not going to be in Cincinnati.
All right, I want to move along now to a couple of guys that made huge contributions. Well, actually, several guys, they made contributions in this game. B.J. Hill and Mike Hilton both recorded a sack, and Akeem Davis had an interception in this game. Thoughts on B.J., Mike, and Akeem's play in this game?
B.J. Hill, I will die on this hill, no pun intended. But he was the best trade that the Bengals franchise has ever made in their entire history. They traded Billy Price, who, I don't know if you remember, he was basically sitting on the bench as a center, and they traded him to Dallas for B.J. Hill. And B.J. Hill has made contributions night in and night out for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he's just been absolutely incredible and a great run stopper and a great pass rusher. And then also you go over to Mike Hilton, another guy that the Bengals picked up through free agency. He's just such a leader out on in this very young secondary now. If you have been following along with the Bengals, you know that they're pretty banged up in the secondary. You know, Chidobe Awuzie is completely, you know, it has been out for the year for quite some time. They're starting Cam Taylor-Britt, who's a rookie out corner. He's getting significant minutes. Then you got Dax Hill, who's at safety, and he's getting significant minutes as well. So you need that veteran anchor there, and that's what Mike Hilton really provides. And he provides so much for the locker room, and he's one of those guys that just continues to make plays when you need them. I want to jump over to Akeem Davis-Gaither, a guy that was picked up in the 2020 draft. You know, he was, I believe he was either the fifth or sixth pick of the Cincinnati Bengals when they got Joe Burrow, Logan Wilson, T. Higgins, and Marcus Bailey. And, you know, you continue to see, and Akeem Adeniji, you continue to see that 2020 draft continue to make plays in big-time moments. I mean, how much bigger can it get in the Super Wild Card weekend? Akeem Davis-Gaither on the first drive gets that interception. It really turns the Bengals' offense up to 11. It really turned Paycor up to 11 because that jungle was rocking. But I want to really, with all three of those guys, I want to point something out to you. One of the things that the Bengals have been dogged on consistently is not drafting well, not spending money, and not making trades when they need to. With all three of those guys and acquiring all three of those guys, all three of those things happened. B.J. Hill was an incredible trade that really benefited the Bengals. Mike Hilton was one of the best free agency pickups that we've ever had. And then on top of that, Akeem Davis-Gaither, again, came from an incredible draft class where he's still making plays and he's still getting out there. And again, this is a young team and they're still growing, but you know, those three guys really show this evolution of the Bengals organization.
All right, and then, of course, someone that you talk about, someone that's been a cult hero in Cincinnati or the state of Ohio for that matter, Sam Hubbard, man, scoring a 98-yard fumble return touchdown. I mean, the big fella, he definitely earned his paycheck and definitely earned some extra chili, I tell you that. He did his thing. Give me your thoughts on Sam against the Ravens.
So what do you like better? Do you like the fumble in the jungle or the immaculate rejection? I really can go either way on the name, because I got to tell you, that has got to be one of the best moments in franchise history. And I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean, Sam Hubbard, again, is this leader on the defensive line that has been with the Bengals for quite some time now. It's kind of hard to think about that Sam Hubbard was here through those, you know, terrible seasons, those 2-14 seasons. He was here with Marvin Lewis, and he has just stuck around, and he's gotten better and better each year. When Sam Hubbard first got his second contract, I was one of the first ones that said, this is a big mistake. They should have let him walk. Obviously, I'm very, very happy to eat my words right now, because he continues to make plays. He continues to be an anchor on that defensive end position. And then he also frees up Trey Hendrickson on the other side and B.J. Hill and D.J. Reader in the middle. So he's just been absolutely great, and he's also just a wonderful guy. A little personal note, I'm a special ed teacher in Northern Kentucky, and that's what I do for my day job. And Sam Hubbard came and was passing out lunches. He was passing out book bags, and he was passing out lanyards and such himself to our community at the elementary school that I work at. It was pretty amazing to see. Not only does he do this for the city of Cincinnati, he's a really down-to-earth guy. And, you know, that's why he's a Walter Payton of the Year finalist. And so he's someone that Cincinnati's really, really proud to call their own. I will say I'd love it a little better if he went to UC instead of Ohio State. However, I think it all worked out in the end.
You know, when you're playing in the NFL, there's such a deep connection between the teams in their respective cities. The city of Cincinnati, they love their Bengals, and Sam Hubbard, as you mentioned earlier, Josh, definitely made a difference and continue to make a difference in the community as a nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And I'm speaking to somebody that has done great things for his small town in the state of Ohio, Joey B, Joe Burrow. He completed 23 out of 32 passes for 209 yards, and he had a touchdown pass. And he also scored a rushing touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Joe and his play in this game.
Joey B, I mean, he's the guy. He's it. He's the franchise. He is Joey Franchise. I mean, this is the guy that has revitalized this community. He's the guy that started all of this. He revitalized this love and the fan base. It really was not too long ago that one of the biggest things with the Bengals was their disconnect with their fan base and the organization. That has been going on for a very long time. And since now, it has done a complete 360. Now this community is so involved in the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals are so involved in the community as well. You're seeing huge differences in the organization. Now it's looked at as one of the organizations that connect so well with their franchises. And it all stems from drafting Joe Burrow. And now I do know that Zach Taylor has had definitely quite a bit of an impact on that as well. But you just go back to that this one guy really did change the outlook of the whole city on a franchise. And it's so good to see that the Bengals community and the Bengals fan base has bought right back in. And, you know, it's sad when you look across the river, because I don't know if you've ever been to Cincinnati. The stadium is on one side, and right directly over on the other side is the Reds stadium. And now we're seeing the Reds having a huge disconnect with their fan base. And they're having these fights between the organization and fan base. And, you know, they haven't been winning, and they're not even really fun to watch. I think last year you could have gotten a ticket for $1. But it's sad to see, but you see the duality of the two franchises. But at the end of the day, it all stems back to drafting Joe Burrow and revitalizing this Bengals spirit. He played, I think, okay. He did miss a couple of passes. I think he could play better in this game, but again, it goes back to that he is the guy, and he'll continue to be the guy, and hopefully he stays around for the rest of his career. And he did make a mention that he wants to close his career out in Cincinnati. I think the organization wants to close his career out in Cincinnati as well. So hopefully we can agree to a deal for both sides.
I hope he stays too. I mean, that connection with him and Ja'Marr Chase, we saw it already down in Baton Rouge at LSU, and then we're seeing the connection
with him and Joe Mixon. Hopefully he'll be around in Cincinnati for many years to come. And Zach Taylor, last year, took the Bengals. Sorry to bring it up, Josh, but last year took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. They fell just short. However, he's looking to make an amends this year. Give me your thoughts on Coach Taylor and his performance against Baltimore.
Coach Taylor, I think, has gone through so many growing pains over the years and has been around, so much that, he's been through the adversity. You've seen his change in play calling. He's letting Joe Burrow cook a little bit more. He's allowing for his superstars to truly make an impact. And Zach Taylor has done of these community outreach things. And again, it goes back to, what I was talking about with Joey B. Zach Taylor has also done that. And, there was a lot of people calling for his head after his first year. And there's a lot of people this year, including me, that, at first thought maybe Zach Taylor really can't handle the play calling. And so when we thought that, and I continue to think that, but you've seen his progression of play calling continue to get better and better, and you see this offense becoming more efficient. I do think that there were a couple of moments where Zach Taylor could have called one play instead of another, but again, that's hindsight 2020. And then also on top of that, he's a very aggressive coach, but he's aggressive and he's smart too. He's got great play calling ability when it comes down to the 2-minute warning and then when it comes down to the end of the game. And then also on top of that, Zach Taylor, let me see if I can try to find the words for this here. I'm just kind of blanking a little bit here. But he continues to put around a staff around him that is efficient. You think about Lou Anarumo on this defense, and there's a second-half adjustment that lead to them winning a lot of games and coming back in a lot of games. And he's built a culture around winning, and he's built a culture around never being out of a game and always playing to the whistle and always playing your hardest. And we've never had that quite to this extent in Cincinnati. So to be able to have it now is truly something special.
Indeed, it is something special. And hopefully Coach Taylor could be around in Cincinnati for a long period of time. So now the stage is set for the AFC divisional playoff game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. Of course, we get to see the Bengals-Bills matchup, of course, from what happened 2 weeks ago involving DeMar Hamlin. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But Buffalo, in their wild card game against the Miami Dolphins, it looked testy for a minute. Buffalo, Miami hung in with Buffalo, but in the end, the Bills made some key plays on the offensive side, and their defense stepped up in the last minute. First things first, Cincinnati's defense. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for them to beat the Buffalo Bills and try to stop that offense? We know it's Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox, Gabe Davis, of course, Mr. Josh Allen.
The first key for this defense is to play sound and play and execute your plays. Be in the right spot and not get caught out of position. I notice that a lot when I'm watching the Bills is that they make a lot of their big plays when they're down the field, when they're throwing, 20, 30-yard bombs, or Josh Allen is scrambling out and throwing a real long ball, or, they throw a short one to Gabe Davis and he breaks it off for quite, a lot of yards. So being able to play sound football and making Buffalo snap it again and again and again, that's going to be a huge key to the Bengals winning in Buffalo. And then also, you just got to, and it kind of goes hand in hand, you just got to limit the explosive play. You can't have them go completely deep all the time. You can't open up that deep part of the secondary, because then Josh Allen is going to expose you all day with that cannon of an army he's got. So if you keep that happening, you keep the game simple, and you make Buffalo continue to snap the ball over and over again, I think the rush is going to get home, and I think the Bengals are going to be able to do pretty okay defensively. And again, you're going to have to make second-half adjustments, and you're going to have to really manage the game and manage the clock and keep the ball out of Buffalo's hands when you are on offense. So I think that's going to be a huge key to the game.
All right, let's move over now to the other side of the ball. Buffalo's defense, again, they made some key plays in the win against Miami, but their defense slacked up quite a bit in the game against Miami. That should be enough ammo for Cincinnati's offense. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Hayden Hurst. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for Cincinnati's offense to get points against Buffalo's defense?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's going to come down to protecting Joe Burrow. Can this offensive line, who is very banged up, you know, we're going to be missing three key starters on the offensive line. The Bengals are going to be able to hold the Buffalo Bills' rushing attack. Then they'll be able to really dive into this passing game. I don't really trust Buffalo's secondary. I've seen them make mistakes. Like we said, you know, they've made some plays, and they made plays down the stretch. But they also let Skylar Thompson, you know, throw all over them and make the wild card game quite close. And, you know, a game that a lot of people thought was a throwaway game, it ended up coming down to the wire. And so I do think that this Bills secondary has holes in it that the Bengals can expose. So it's all going to start with protecting Joe Burrow. Then after that, it's going to be getting the rushing game going. That's something, again, that we haven't seen from the Bengals that we need to see really pick up. And if the Bengals are going to be able to pick up that rushing game, it's going to open everything up in the passing game. They'll be able to throw it deep, throw it in the middle of the field, and open up the play-action game. If the Bengals can protect Joe Burrow, and they can get the rushing game going, and they can get Joe Mixon going early, I think the Bengals are going to do pretty okay in Orchard Park.
You mentioned about the offensive lineman, man. Joe has had his troubles at that position for much of the year. Alex Kappa, Ted Karras, Lyle Collins, and as recent as the wild card game against the Ravens, Jonah Williams. What's the status on Jonah, and how serious is the injury?
Right now, Jonah Williams is week to week, which is something that you really don't want to hear, which probably means he's going to miss the game against Buffalo, which is something that is a huge blow to this offensive line, because at this point, the Bengals' offensive line was really starting to gel towards the end of the year. And then once Lyle Collins went down, you know, you start to see it ungel a little bit more. And then Alex Kappa goes out, then there it is a little bit more. And then now Jonah Williams being out. I mean, that is a huge loss to the Bengals' offensive line. So they're going to have to figure that out. They're going to put Jackson Carman over on the left tackle. While he played left tackle in college, he's never played left tackle in the NFL. He's never been expected to play left tackle in the NFL. Now, I will say this. When Jackson Carman did have a really good game against a really good Baltimore rushing attack, or a pass rush. So if they can somehow find a way to get the ball out quick and they can find a way to really come together as a unit and be able to protect, again, I don't think that it's totally impossible for the Bengals offensive line to go out there and give up no sacks or give up one or two. But, you know, it also has the ability for them to give up five, six, seven. You know, we saw it last year in the divisional game where this Bengals offensive line gave up nine sacks. Now, that was a completely different offensive line. But, again, when you don't have that great offensive line, it could lead to some really, really bad moments in the game. And we really don't want to see Joe Burrow getting sacked nine times like we did last year.
No, I mean, Joe has been sacked way too many times in his short NFL career. We got to preserve him. And certainly, you know, the Bengals are doing their best to try to protect them. And they're going to have to do their absolute best in going into one of the toughest places to play in the NFL in Orchard Park, New York. And speaking of the Bengals' next opponent, the Buffalo Bills, not just the sports world, Josh, but just the whole world embraced Damar Hamlin, which is a little over 2 weeks ago. Where were you when this happened, and what thoughts were running through your mind?
Well, I was at the stadium for the game, and you know, I want to talk about it a little bit before that. The Bengals went down and scored a touchdown. At that point, Paycor Stadium was absolutely electric. They were going crazy. And then it goes to that play. You know, it was a simple route to T. Higgins who got 10 yards, and it looked like a pretty routine tackle. I honestly didn't even see exactly what happened. I just thought, you know, it was a first down. You know, keep the ball moving. Let's keep it rolling. All of a sudden, everybody stopped, and then somebody next to me, we sit next to two Bills fans who made it in from Buffalo. They were very nice people, and we were just talking to them back and forth. They said that his heart stopped on the field. You could hear a pin drop in the stadium. It was so dead silent. And it was truly a respectful moment. It was a terrible moment, but it was really cool to see how, you know, the class that the Cincinnati Bengals fans had and the Buffalo Bills fans had, and realizing that, you know, this game can't be played. There's just no way. And it showed a lot of character for Zach Taylor to tell Sean McDermott, like, listen, I don't think we should continue this game. I think you need to go be with DeMar and his family. And the incredible outreach that the Bengals community did and the NFL community as a whole did, donating to DeMar Hamlin's charity after that, was truly something special. And it's just, at the end of the day, it's amazing to see the great people at UC Medical and UC Hospital who worked so hard and had so many great resources and received so much love and affection that they were able to have DeMar back on his feet. And, you know, what kind of a football – I mean, it's a football – DeMar is such a football player. The first thing he said was, who won the game? I mean, that's just that's as football can get in a guy. And you love to see that. And it's pretty amazing to see that he's going to make a full recovery. And hopefully we'll see him at Orchard Park wearing his jersey. And that'll be a sight to behold. And I can't wait for it. But it was truly something special to see.
Absolutely. And again, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with DeMar as he continues his amazing recovery. And man, I don't know, he'll definitely do something big. I mean, he did some decent things in football, but he'll have a bigger impact off of the football field. And that sets the stage, I should say, for the AFC divisional playoff game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. And you heard it from him. He's Josh Miller, host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Josh, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody a little bit about the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show.
Thank you so much, Ed. You know I'm always happy to come on, my guy. So I'm host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. You can find it pretty much anywhere on podcasts. You can find me on Twitter at Back Row Bengals, and you pretty much all Bengals news and all Bengals talk. Love to hear from you. Would love a follow. I communicate with all fan bases. So if you don't like what I say, definitely please let me know. And we'll have a little discussion on Twitter. And I'd love to hear from all of you. And Ed, again, I really appreciate you having me on, man.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And any websites, let them know that as well.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter at Back Row Bengals. I'm pretty active on Twitter. And then you can find my podcast, The Back Row Bengals Show, on anywhere that streams podcasts. Ed, I appreciate you. And you know my schedule is never too busy for you, my guy.
You got him, my man. You heard it from him. He's Josh Miller, host of The Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. Check him out. Josh, as always, thanks again, my man. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you got it. We'll be back with more right after this.
McPherson, who made every kick in last year's postseason, now 21 of 21. Hill out of the backfield on second and six. Huntley throw, and traffic is intercepted. Akeem Davis-Gaither has it across midfield into the Ravens side, the 45-yard line. Burrow looks underneath. Chase to the end zone. Touchdown. Jamar Chase carried the load on that drive. Now he runs the back. Burrow keeps. Flag is down, though, as Burrow slivers his way into the touchdown. Offsides on Baltimore, so this will, in all likelihood, stand up. That was the initial signal to the referee, Clay Martin.
Offside, defense, bring up in the neutral zone. Finish the climb, go for the play, there's a touchdown.
Panini, my God! Wilcox, tight end in motion, turns upfield. Burrow scrambles. Anybody coming with him? He throws to the back line. Scott Higgins for two! Put them right around Huntley. He reaches. Oh, that ball's out! That's live! Back the other way, Sam Hubbard! The Cincinnati kid! Hubbard's got a convoy! Chased by Andrews at the 30, the 20, he
fourth and 20. Can Tyler Huntley do it? Four-man rush, retreating, puts it up for grabs, and it is! The bucket is Boucher almost had it! He couldn't bring it in, and the Bengals survive! Wow!
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
When you're craving Church's three-piece classic, there's no other option. Two crispy legs, a thigh, and a warm honey butter biscuit are the only way. And that's why we call it a classic. Church's Texas Chicken. Tap the banner to find your nearest location. Offer valid at participating locations.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, tell me about last night.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. It had the perfect amount of spice.
Sounds hot.
It had all the flavor, and I wanted more. The ghost pepper wings from Popeyes are just so delicious.
Wait, I thought you were talking about your date.
Sometimes, things aren't always as they seem. Like Popeyes ghost pepper wings that have the perfect level of kick and flavor. Try them for only $5 today.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Tax extra.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. Thanks to Josh for giving us the insight on what's currently going on with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, everybody, let's do this. It is divisional weekend in the National Football League, and let's get right to the games. The AFC divisional playoff game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills, of course. Bengals and Bills, they were supposed to play on Monday night, but of course, due to the DeMar Hamlin situation, that game was canceled. However, Bengals and Bills, they get an opportunity to do it again. This time they'll play at Orchard Park, New York at Highmark Stadium. First for the Bengals, big win, beating their AFC North rival, Baltimore Ravens. Joe Burrow played a solid game. Numbers didn't wow you, but still he was effective and played a solid game. It was the defense that really came through for the Bengals, including Sam Hubbard making that big fumble return touchdown. So we've got the Bengals going into, again, another tough place to play. We talk about Kansas City and Philadelphia having diehard fan bases, but Buffalo, they're right in that top five. I mean, one of the best places, not just in the NFL, but in all the professional sports, and that's a city that is really tied to that franchise. They love their Bills, and the city of Buffalo, I mean, boy, they rally around their team, and they're going to be rallying around this one because this game is going to be very emotional, not just for Buffalo, but even for Cincinnati as well because of the DeMar Hamlin situation. So if anybody can go on the road and steal one, it would be the Cincinnati Bengals. But Josh Allen and the crew, they're going to have something to say about that. Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox. Also, you've got Gabe Davis and, of course, Sean McDermott, who's a candidate for the Head Coach of the Year Award. Bengals and Bills is going to be an exciting one up in Western New York. And we have the NFC divisional playoff game between the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. So the Cowboys, they got the monkey off their back. They finally won a road playoff game for the first time since the early 90s. They took care of business, went down to Tampa, beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It wasn't just a win. This was a convincing win. Dak Prescott looked great. The running game was solid with Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. The receivers were catching passes, making plays. CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. How about the tight end, Dalton Schultz? He looked really good in this game, and the defense was good. Everyone was making plays from the likes of Micah Parsons, just to name a few. So Dallas hoping to continue that momentum as they're going to go into, another tough place to play out in the Bay in Northern California in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium in the San Francisco 49ers. I hate to use this term, but Brock Purdy was pretty good in the wild card game last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Christian McCaffrey doing what Christian McCaffrey does, running, receiving, blocking, scoring touchdowns. Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, they did their thing as well. But don't forget about the X factors on the offensive side with Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk. And, of course, you also have Elijah Mitchell as well. So Cowboys, 49ers, you know the story with this rivalry. It's going to be a good one in the NFC divisional playoff game. It's now time for my game of the week. And my game of the week is going to be the Dallas Cowboys versus the San Francisco 49ers. When you think of rivalries, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports, one of the first rivalries that comes to your mind is Dallas and San Francisco, Cowboys versus the 49ers. So many players, so many moments have graced this rivalry. Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, also Roger Staubach, Drew Pearson. The list goes on and on. Randy White, also Ed Too Tall Jones, just to name a few. For the 49ers, Joe Montana, also Jerry Rice, Steve Young, John Taylor, Dwight Clark, who was responsible for the catch, also Ronnie Lott, Ricky Waters, Deion Sanders, both for Dallas and San Francisco. Can't forget about the names such as Charles Haley and Ken Norton Jr. Dallas and San Francisco go hand in hand. Dallas in the franchise so far has won 5 Super Bowls. San Francisco they've also won 5 Super Bowls as well. The last time these two teams played was in the wild card game last year at Jerry World at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. San Francisco wind up winning the game 23-17. People forget that Dak lost track of time after they got after they wind up getting a first down in that game. They wind up losing the Cowboys. Well, Dak Prescott, the quarterback, he lost track of the time and thought he had more time, but he didn't spike the ball in enough time, and the game was over with, giving the 49ers the win. That game and many other close games have defined what the 49ers-Cowboys rivalry has been. Hall of Fame players, aggressive play, emotional wins, great comebacks, and mishaps along the way. I mean, Dallas and San Francisco, I mean, what more could you ask for? This game is going to be exciting. Last year's game, as I mentioned earlier, was the wild card game. Dallas lost track of time. San Francisco wins 23-17. This year is the divisional game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. This is going to be a really great one. This, I mean, Dallas and San Francisco, they used to play each other all of the time, but since when the league, they realigned the divisions, and as a result of that, they only play each other at least once every 3 years, unless they'll see each other in the playoffs either every year or maybe every 2 years or something like that. And indeed, this is a rivalry renewed because both teams have been playing well. And it's fun not just for the NFL, but it's fun for sports. And this is going to be a good one. I really believe this is going to be a great one in the history of this rivalry between the 49ers and the Cowboys. Dallas versus San Francisco, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks who I think will win the games for divisional weekend. The Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Buffalo Bills. It's going to be an emotional game up in Orchard Park, but I'm going for the upset on this one. I like the Cincinnati Bengals to win this one. And the Dallas Cowboys going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I like the 49ers to win that game. So, again, my picks or my winners are Cincinnati and San Francisco. And there you have it. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of the program. Once again, a big special thank you to my guest for this week's show, Josh Miller, host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League's Cincinnati Bengals. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Leftovers or
the DMV number
97 or house cleaning. Or...
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Over 100 countries source products and services from Northern Ireland. They've discovered our innovation and track record working with global business. Source world-class products and services at investni.com/international. Northern Ireland, altogether more.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers or
Chumba.
The DMV
number 97
or Chumba.
House cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Leftovers or
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV
number 97
or Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning
or
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.